As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. It's fascinating how Jesus frames this foretelling of his own coming and his own passion as having a direct connection to a specific prophet. The great Elijah of the Old Testament now squarely linked with Jesus' own cousin, prophet, and baptizer. We often think of John the Baptist as the one telling us to prepare the way of the Lord. But how often do we consider that each of us also needs to be a John the Baptist in this world, the voice in the desert of today's sorrows and uncertainties, bringing hope to those in our lives? Our very baptismal call as disciples of Christ charges us to be the heralds of the gospel, so that his paths are indeed prepared today and now.